This is Fresh Air. As the Olympics nears its conclusion, we have some music from Brazil. Bossa Nova was the most popular Brazilian music in America in the 1960s, and it influenced American pop music and jazz. Since then, Bossa Nova has faded from the American scene, but it never really went away. Music critic Milo Miles has a review of a new album from the contemporary Brazilian ensemble Bossa Cuca Nova.
Bossa Cuca Nova. Os cariocas.
Eu digo adeus ao Boogie Woogie, ao Woogie Boogie e ao Swing também. Chegar de rocks, foxtrots e pinotes, que isso não me convém.
Eu quero samba feito só pra mim.
Eu tô chegando, tô chegando.
Obviously, since the Olympics were held in Rio, there has been a flurry of Brazilian pop releases. For me, the biggest and most pleasurable surprise has been the best of Bossa Cuca Nova, with many guests surrounding a core trio. Programmer and keyboardist Alex Moreira, programmer and bassist Marcelo Menesco, and DJ Marcelino Dalua. The quickie introduction is that Bossa Cuca Nova mixed new and classic Bossa Nova tunes with electronica. They've been around since the late 90s, and they persuade with ease that the vintage style is alive and well. They even get away with kicking the program off with the sound of needle on vinyl right before the high-tech beats kick in. Other surprises about this collection are also notable. For one, it's the finest job of assembling a best of that I've heard in a long time. Current single-track obsessions have indeed damaged the legacy of superlative surveys. The best of Bossa Cuca Nova has captivating flow that never lets up, never gets derailed by an off-base track, and satisfies all the way. You really could play the whole thing at a party and have an ideal mix of times to chat and times to dance. Hey, the one previously unreleased track makes a dandy finale. Another unexpected turn of Bossa Cuca Nova is just how complex the group's relation is with the Bossa Nova past. Marcio Menescal is a son of Roberto Menescal, a Bossa Nova founder, guitarist, singer, songwriter, producer, and arranger who has played with virtually all of the major performers in the style. Bossa Cuca Nova refers to him simply as our master. This intimate, well-grounded relation to the history of the music helps explain why the remakes here never sound like trendy dabbling. But a key reason they don't sound antique either is that what dates many original bossa nova songs is the two genteel vocals, based more in lounge jazz and even crooning than any more bumptious pop. The clever rethinking of bossa cucanova is clear in this track featuring the voice of the late Emilia Santiago, still sweet-toned, but with the precise amount of added modern burr.
Madrugada já rompeu. Você vai me abandonar. Eu sinto teu perdão. Você não mereceu. Eu quis a ilusão. Agora tô solteiro.
The only hesitations about the best of bossa cucanova I have is that I'm not sure non-Brazilian specialists need more than this one release. And because many of the tracks are revamped bossa nova classics, I worry that it shows the style still has more of a rich history than a new generation future. But it's enough that this best of is not an academic lesson or a mere Olympic year souvenir. It's both a tribute to and an incarnation of lovely and lively music.
Milo Miles reviewed the best of Bossa Cucanova on the 6 Degrees label.